You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Two Houston area high school students protesting the Pledge of Allegiance say their constitutional rights have been violated by their school districts, and they are taking their protest to court. Texas teens India Landry and another who is only being identified by her initials, M.O., claim they've received especially harsh treatment from teachers and administrators, to say nothing of students as well, because of their decision to sit during the Pledge of Allegiance. They claim they were shamed and punished for their protests. Niraj Chokshi has been writing about this for the New York Times. Niraj, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for calling.
How did this come to your attention?
We regularly track local news. We saw a couple local reports about one student, and then after doing some interviews, we discovered that there was another student, another lawsuit coming forward. And so it went from there.
I would have thought that this was a settled issue. Wasn't there a case back in the 1940s in which the Supreme Court made very plain that the schools had to accommodate those who chose not to salute the flag or recite the Pledge of Allegiance or sing along with the national anthem?
That's right. Yeah, there was a 1943 case in which the Supreme Court said that basically a West Virginia school board could not enforce, making this a requirement. But, from time to time, these issues pop back up. A lot of times, administrators may not realize or be aware, or, there may be other issues.
So what is it exactly that seems to have happened here? Was it that the students wanted to protest, they weren't allowed to, or they were punished, or what exactly?
Yeah, so in both instances, the students had been doing this for some time. In one case, it was for the past 3 or 4 years, and in the other case, it was a year and a half. And both students said that they had initiated the protest because they felt that the country did not live up to the promise of the pledge, that there wasn't liberty and justice for all.
So these protests have been going on for some time without any incident?
Yeah, so in one case, in the case of the student who was only identified as M, by her initials, M.O., mm-hmm. In her case, she says that she's been harassed since she began doing this by teachers, by students, and that it's only just gotten worse as she's progressed through high school. In the other case, she said that she'd done this more than 200 times through 6 teachers without incident. But a few months ago, the principal was actually expelled her for sitting through the pledge.
For sitting through the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's right.
What are the schools saying about this?
So one of the schools says that it hasn't even received the lawsuit yet. That was they said that as recently as Monday, I believe. And the other school says that they did a review and that they found some discrepancies with the claims.
Are they represented by the same attorney?
Yeah, both students are represented by the same attorney in the Houston area, Randall Callinan.
And what does he say about this case? Does he understand why these students, according to their allegations, why they would be harassed now, especially considering the individual who said, and they're both 17, we should point out, the individual who said that she had been protesting for years?
Right, yeah. He didn't want to attribute it per se, but he said, it did feel like there was something in the air. He suggested, it could be President Trump's high profile criticism last month of football players who were kneeling in protest of racial injustice.
What happens now? Does this go on to a state or a federal court?
Yeah. So both cases both lawsuits were filed in federal court, So we'll see. The one school said that it had yet to receive the lawsuit, but presumably they will shortly if they haven't yet. And yeah, they'll either, I guess, settle or choose to pursue it.
And the claim is that the schools were not taking as seriously enough the charges of harassment and that sort of thing. I'm trying to understand what the charge is here.
Yeah. So in the case of the student who had been doing this for 4 years, she said that students had harassed her, teachers had harassed her, and administrators either failed to do enough, or in one case a guidance counselor suggested to her, according to her, that she switch out of a class whose teacher took issue with her sitting through the pledge.
Niraj Chokshi has been writing about this for the New York Times. Niraj, thanks so much.
Thank you.